Gavin Sarr, congratulations. Best in show at Crufts 2013. You were emotional on Thursday. Can you put into words how you're feeling today?
With you just even saying that, it kind of makes you all emotional again. It's kind of like, you know, everybody who shows dogs, it is 100% a dream come true. It's just, you can't describe into words what it is. The rollercoaster of emotions is just unbelievable. It's fantastic. And Wendy was here from Canada, which makes it even more special. And it's just been unbelievable.
Our hearts were pounding watching it. Gavin, what was it like in the big ring?
It's probably harder actually for people from the outside because they don't have any sort of control of what's happening. So I was nervous and I was a bit sort of tense about it, but I thought, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy this because we're not probably going to be here ever again. It was our last show and thought, you know what, let's go and enjoy it. So I actually had a good time in it. It was fun. It seemed to come and go real quick. But yeah, it was great. And I didn't dare look up. I just kept my head down and then next minute I could see toes in front of me and then that was it. So absolutely, yeah, no, fantastic. It's a childhood dream, you know. We've both been doing this since we were kids and you dream of everybody, you think of everybody else doing it, and it's, now we've done it, it's going to take a while to sink in, for sure.
Now, you said that's her retirement show. This must be the perfect final chapter.
You couldn't write it any better than how it's been. You know, we decided that when she was confirmed to be number one dog that we would retire at Crufts, but then to go out like this, it is, nobody could have, back in January last year, ever thought this position would come around in March this year. It's just, it is amazing.